Blog Talk Radio.
Fast 60 minutes of sports. Live now. Roll one. Check two. Here we go, y'all. 60 minutes with your host, Benny Moore. Benny Moore.
Benny Moore.
Benny Moore. Benny Moore. Fastest. 60 minutes in sports. NFL, MLB, NBA. He likes to talk about them. Nah. All right now. Fast 60 minutes of sports on your waves right now. Get it in. 619-639-4747. Welcome to the fastest 60 minutes of sports with your host, Benny Moore. Ah, 10:01 on the ride. Good morning, everybody. Week 15 of the National Football League, and the motto this week is win or go home. That's right, a page right out of last year's NBA, win or go home. And in order to really truly appreciate the 2011 football season, you've got to look back to 2010, the run, of course, of the Packers, everything that went on, the Bears, the Jay Cutler story. So many awesome, awesome things. There's a lot going on in the sports world today. So first and foremost, let's have a little fun. Let's look back at the 2010 season in a microcosm. 6 minutes of the 2010 season all rolled up just for you.
Hey, guys, I want to start with 13Z, Debrie Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, Z Peel, Fake Slash, 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Y Bite. That'll be the first call.
Gotta go higher and higher. The effort, the physical play, the execution. Just keep coming and we'll find a way to win. Because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there.
perfect. That's all we have to do.
The Eagles have pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen. Eric Berry, the biggest defensive play of the year for Kansas City.
It is now a one-game season. December is our month. It is time to go to work.
We do it. We pick each other up. We play football like we're Steelers, like we are a team.
Touchdown! What a catch by Santonio Holmes! And the Jets answer right back.
The Bears have won, and it sets up a colossal renewal of the oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
We got a game with immortality. He takes it into the end zone himself, diving for the pylon.
Good morning, everybody. That was 2010, and since that Super Bowl victory by the Green Bay Packers, all they've done is win. Today they get the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, a really rough place to play, and it would make a big difference if Kansas City was good. But under Tyler Palco, they've just fired Haley as their coach. Not really sure exactly what's going on there, so Green Bay is going to be looking again at a shot at immortality to continue on. The Christmas Day, of course, they get the Bears up in Green Bay. The Bears, obviously, in somewhat disarray as well with their quarterback issues and, unfortunately, a bit of an arrogant coach who continues to be a little bit coy about his decision-making process. For those of you who saw the Denver-Chicago game last week, the Bears have a 10-0 lead with just a little over 2 minutes to go in the game and find a way to lose that game. Well, as a Bears homer, I won't harp on that. It's 10:09 in your morning. We'll get into a lot more back after this.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
So what do you like for a nice game?
This game will be two gladiators gladiating it out. This game is going to be an angry baby, a woman scorned, a tornado inside a volcano, a cackling witch.
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
You know, with the addition of a closer, I think it can really strengthen their bullpen. Amazing.
It's a new shirt.
Well, hopefully you're not stuck in a bad relationship with radio. 48-48 to go on the ride. The fastest 60 minutes of sports. 619-639-4747. Many of you all historically have played this back. Excuse me, for the VIN picks. Of course, you get ESPN's Mike and Mike's Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks as part of it. And I've heard from some of you this past week about, you know, of course, Mike Greenberg's pathetic picks and his, you know, horrid record. And, of course, Mike Golic hasn't had the best of years either. Warren Sapp, a rough time in terms of picks this year. Guys, the true purest of football fans watch the game. We learn the game. We study the game. And there's some things you just pick up. Now, there have been some anomalies, obviously, this year. No one expected the Dallas to collapse against Detroit a few weeks back. Thankfully, they didn't collapse against Tampa Bay yesterday because there were some questionable things going on there. But nonetheless, it's week 15. It is win or go home week for so many teams. A lot of things are going to be decided today. The AFC North will probably be decided today. And we could certainly spend an absolute hour just on week 15 in the National Football League. But there's a lot of other things going on. Like our picks this week. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I could not resist that. I couldn't. There's a lot going on in the sports world. Perhaps the most important thing to tell you about is the hot stove stuff going on in Major League Baseball. Player movements going on. The hottest free agent, as you all know, is Prince Fielder. Since Albert has signed a $254 million deal to go play baseball with the Angels, I don't even know what you tell Cardinal fans. You've lost the best coach you've ever had. You've lost the best player you've ever had in a matter of weeks. Thankfully, they went out on top with a championship. And again, it's the Cardinals. They'll be fine. They'll bounce back. They always tend to find ways to be great and competitive every single year. Don't think that's going to change. That said, the Brewers have lost. Well, Braun's looking at a 50-game suspension due to the performance-enhancing drug mess. They lose Fielder. Okay, so there go your Brewers. I guess this means the division, the National League Central, if you will, is going to be up for the Reds to basically control and own. Dusty Baker's got to be licking his chops if he can get any type of pitching help on that Red staff, because some teams are going to be taking some steps back. Then, you know, the Phillies are going to be the class of the National League. I don't know that the Yankees are going to be the class of the American League anymore, even though they'll have the largest payroll. The Anaheim Angels, that they look serious, and that's going to be something to watch. They may dominate. I mean, Texas will be Texas, but Anaheim sitting with C.J. Wilson now and Pujols on that lineup. That's going to be a rough toe for the Rangers. But again, that's why you play 162 games, and even though you'll see Pujols every day, you'll only see C.J. Wilson once every fifth day. You know, strange things can happen, and before you know, we'll be looking up at the Angels will be in third place and not know why. And hopefully, it'll be a great balanced league in Major League Baseball this year, and we'll have some fun. That's the hope. To the stupidity now, this portion's outside the game for the National Football League. And for those of you who know me, you know I'm already talking about 26-year-old Sam Hurd, the recently cut wideout for the Chicago Bears. He's under a tremendous amount of, scrutiny's probably an understatement, but he's got some problems, let's put it like that. And I really want to get into this. Guys, you know, slow your roll on everything you're feeding me for a minute. Let's talk about how we got to this mess with Sam Hurd. Let's go down to the base of all this. Okay, so you're a member of the Dallas Cowboys, and things are well, seems so, at least on the surface. You've got family, you've got wife, you've got kids. You got some things going on that are really, really good in your world. And then you get a chance to come to Chicago. The Bears sign you as a free agent, and they bring along your buddy, Marion Barber, who does not like the media, in case you haven't noticed. So you get here. You're great on special teams. And your running back buddy, Marion Barber, is great. And things are going seemingly well. All of a sudden, the police pull over a car with one of your friends in it who had attempted to make a large cocaine purchase. This was in July. The person is driving Sam's car. The card just happens to have $88,000 of money in it. Now, I'm not the foremost authority on how much money to have in your wallet when the police pull you over. I'm not, or who you let ride your ride, when you're not around. But, let's just say things got really, really, really ugly from there. And then the word comes out that this investigation goes all the way back to an investigation started in Texas. It kind of comes forward from there. Here's the deal. The Bears basically cannot be a party to this type of activity in any shape or form, so they acted swiftly. And once Hurd was arrested, they even started making plans to make sure he was no longer part of the organization. Now, I'm curious, though, and if anyone has some insight, please hit me up this week. What was his base salary? I've heard two conflicting stories. One story that said he was making roughly $1.1 million a year, and the other one said he was making $5 million a year. If you're making $5 million a year, let me go to the worst case scenario. If you're making $5 million a year, why? I mean, unless you have more to tell than you have, and maybe the truth comes out later. Unless you've got more to tell, you make $5 million a year, and all of a sudden you're pushing supposedly four keys of cocaine to an undercover agent. Number one, how did you get in this position? What was your decision-making process? And yes, the Bears are absolutely right to have dumped you. And now they're trying to recoup part of the bonus they gave you when they signed you, which they have every right to. And I hate to see a 26-year-old young man with a lot of talent. I mean, was he the best route runner? No. Was he fastest? Not. Yes. Yes. Was he afraid to hit? No. He was a great special teams player. Can't tell you the number of tackles he had just on special teams alone. But here you have a young man making piss poor decisions with his life affecting his family, his wife, his kids. Seriously. It's just disappointing. It really is. It's disappointing. And I pray for his family. I don't know the wife, the snippets you see involving the wife just let you know that there's some honest to goodness hurt there, and that's just a shame. It is absolute shame. Anyway, all right, I've probably taken up way too much time on the Sam Hurd story than I needed to. It is what it is, and it's just sad. It's just incredibly, incredibly sad. Chime in from Corey Graham, the Bears team member as of yesterday, basically chimes in saying that it's one of those things. Corey Graham, for those of you who don't know, grew up in a tough area of Buffalo, watched how drugs affected him and his family, his older brother, went to prison back in 04 after being busted with cocaine. And again, cornerbacks, as it happens to a lot of people. Now, of course, his brother's been free since 36. Obviously, glad his brother's choosing the right path, but it is only alleged that Hurd, it says Hurd was earning more than $2 million a season, counting a $1.35 million signing bonus. So roughly just over $3.25 million. Corey comes out to say, he doesn't really know the reasons, but he probably knows less than you do about Sam's family. Feels bad for the family. Again, sad, sad state of affairs for the family. And again, what his involvement truly is in this, we don't really know. And maybe it's probably best that we don't. So we'll leave it there. I think that's probably the best place to leave it. Moving on. The National Basketball Association, ladies and gentlemen, your NBA is back Christmas Day. Preseason, I don't know even why you would hurt yourself to watch that. This looks like it's painful. You've got guys that probably won't even see the court putting up 30 points a night. And so the most latest news, Jeff Green, the Celtics, going to be out for the whole year after heart surgery. Don't really know the ins and outs of all that, but anytime you're talking about the health and well-being, heart surgery is major, and obviously there's some issues there. We pray for Jeff and his family, and then certainly the Celtic Nation, that all that works out very, very well. Dwight Howard, now showing up at practice for the Magic. Fans also coming in and giving him a ton of support. For the Detroit Pistons, re-signing Stuckey to a $25 million deal. Good luck on that one. The Pistons hoping to re-energize, obviously most recently losing Richard Hamilton to the Bulls. Bulls are going to be fun. Jimmer Fredette, first game out there in the preseason, 21 points against the King, even though they lost to the Warriors. Tyson Chandler is now a Knick. When the Knicks are going to be fun. I'll tell you why. They're going to be fun because now you have more than just score on the team. Yes, you have Melo. Yes, you have Stoudemire. But now you have a legitimate shot blocker, a legitimate rebounding hog down low. Chandler should thrive in New York. It's the big stage. It's what he's always wanted. He thought he had it in Chicago. Chicago, you know, used him up for a little while. And that's, of course, when he was about, you know, between the ages of 18 and 20. Now he's a full-grown man, full out, you know, swelled out to the nines, and every essence of the rebounding beast that many teams had hoped he would become. So the Lakers as well. Many of you know most recently that Kobe Bryant's wife Vanessa filed for divorce or irreconcilable differences. How's that going to affect the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, at least we're going to find out how real arrogant and how cruel Kobe's game can truly be. They used to always say, don't piss him off. He'll put 50 on him. They said the same thing about Mike. So we'll see exactly how this goes. At least Mike, you know, kind of waited his days were done before he decided to leave the wife and do everything. Vanessa, you know, claiming that he's been unfaithful one more time. Yeah, well, sorry. For what it's worth, and I'm not going to defend these guys for their life decisions, but you kind of knew going into this. I mean, this is the National Basketball Association. I'd like to really, really, truly see a player who's been in this league, you know, more than 5 years that can honestly say, I've never cheated on my wife, or I've never been caught in that situation. You go to all these cities and all these markets and have all this money and all this temptation is thrown at you. I think it's certainly not possible because I know it is. You know, I mean, look, I'm no Prince Charles by stretch, Prince Charming by stretch of the imagination, whatever that word is when you've been perfect in your life. I'm not that guy. I've certainly had my bumps and bruises and failures as well. But it's got to be very, very challenging going from city to city, seeing all this thrown at you every single day. And you're supposed to be this devout, stout young man that simply says, hey, thank you, I'm happily married. You know, do what Doug Christie do. Take your wife with you everywhere you go. I mean, Vanessa's a beautiful young lady. But again, I don't have the history. They've been together since they were, 18 years old? Now they're nearing, you know, it's been a while. They've been together quite a lot. They've been through, obviously, the Eagle Colorado thing was a disaster, but they've been together for a while. So it is what it is. 10:23 in your morning, fastest 60 minutes of sport. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, on the wheels and on the mic. That's your NBA love. I'm done talking about it because the 25th is coming. 12 days? What's today? The 17th? No, day's the 18th. So, yeah, 1 week from today, it all gets cranking with the Lakers and Bulls in L.A. on Christmas Day. So best and truly believe that Richard Hamilton, Derrick Rose will have something for Kobe, and Kobe will always, as usual, have something for Chicago. So it'll be a lot of fun as they get it rocking and rolling next week at the National Basketball Association. And we'll probably have a lot more positive things to say as we start to see how these rosters are going to play themselves out. So next up, college basketball. Top-ranked Syracuse gets a road win at NC State. Jared Sullinger suffers a bone bruise, even though Ohio State wins. And UNLV hands number 19 its first loss of the season. And even though that hurts my heart a little bit, UNLV has gotten good. Okay, they've gotten good again, which has got to make guys like Greg Anthony pretty excited to see their alma mater doing well. Not going to spend a lot of time. As you know, the ranks in college basketball are ever fluctuating. It takes one loss and the whole, you know, apple cart gets tipped over. So such is the case where that's concerned. Football bowl season is in full swing for college football. Louisiana Lafayette and Ohio win their first bowl games. They're bowl games that, you know, we went down through this last week. Some of these names of these bowls this year are just stunning. I guess that's the best way to put it. Guys, get a chance. Check out your ESPN and check out some of the names and the fun things, the names of these bowls that we've got going on this year. It is a whole different animal. It's 10:25 in the morning on your fastest 60 minutes in sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. We're going to have so much more fun stuff, including the Stone Cold Lead 5 Blocks on their way, the Vin Picks for Week 15 on its way as well, and everything you need to make your qualitative decisions as we move forward. Back in a minute.
What's your favorite summer memory? stopping by McDonald's for a Caesar chicken snack wrap. Tender chicken and creamy Caesar dressing. Oh, and then having a coffee crisp McFlurry. Oh, it's so good.
What about when we sat under the stars holding hands and you said you loved me?
That was good, too.
For a summer flavor on the go, try the Caesar chicken snack wrap. Crispy or grilled for $1.89. And the new coffee crisp McFlurry for a limited time at participating McDonald's in Atlantic Canada.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars? It, what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mmm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton tea can do that.
All right, back on the ride. This just in, Philadelphia Phillies shortstop Jimmy Rollins agrees to a $33 million deal.
Woo!
I need to be his friend. Anyway, for those of you who really care, maybe you don't care, Barry Bonds this past week got probation and house arrest. That situation finally gets some closure. It's been a long time coming since some sentencing and some finality of that whole thing. The defense basically wins this thing, so kudos to Barry for getting his life back. I don't know how they're going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, you know, for God knows how many years, because what he did on the field was, you know, next to world beater. So just in, Michael Kadire and the Rockies reached a three-year deal, so no more Michael Kadire of the Twins. And again, the Cubs clearly interested in Prince Fielder. So there's some love for your Major League Baseball. I'm trying to push, guys. It's 10:20 in the morning. We know we got to get into fantasy rankings. We got to get to the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. And we know we've got to get to the most important part of the show, the Week 15 VIN Picks with yours truly. Yes. Exciting time, obviously, for all. This just in, Brewers claim rights to sign Japan star center fielder Aoki. That's exactly how it says, A-O-K-I. For those of you going to get ready for your pregame shows, the Fox affiliate will handle your NFC games today. The CBS affiliate will handle your AFC games today. Later on tonight, Sunday Night Football will be on your NBC affiliate. And, of course, Monday Night's Fair will be on ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports. That is until someone raises up and kicks their teeth in. In the meantime, a lot of fun things going on in your world of sports. There is boxing news. Andre Ward beats Frock in a decision in what's called the Super 6 finale. I don't know that anyone really cares, but nonetheless, if you're a boxing purist and boxing fan, there, I guess there's a Super 6 and they're whittling down. It looks like a boxing playoff, so to speak, while they figure out how this is all going to, I guess, get us maybe to one champion. I don't know how the fans are feeling about this, but, you know, it's just it's not on the forefront of your brain right now. So, boxing's there, but not there. All right. Because we love the NHL as well, and I said it once, I'll say it again. The NHL becomes great about game 45 toward the playoff push. It becomes great. There's good hockey going on right now. If you're a hockey purist, you got to love these games going on right now. These are tight games. There are no real blowouts, with the exception of Pittsburgh-Buffalo last night. Other than that, let's run down your scoreboard from last night. Boston sets out Philly 6-0. Vancouver a 5-3 win over Toronto. The Devils, a 5-3 win over Montreal. Pittsburgh, there's that 8-3 drubbing of Buffalo. Winnipeg, a 5-3 win over Anaheim. Detroit, an 8-2 winner over L.A. The Tampa Bay Lightning, a 3-2 win over Columbus. Nashville, a 2-1 win over St. Louis. The Islanders, a 2-1 winner over the Wolves. The Rangers, a 3-2 win over Philadelphia. Colorado, a 2-1 win over Washington. And San Jose, a 3-2 win over Edmonton. Tight games throughout the world of NHL hockey. So, there's your hockey love. Nothing besides the Canadians firing Martin, their coach, nothing really going on. Kings go out and fire. The Suter family stays in business with hockey, boy. They fire and hire ex-Suter as coach. Huh? That's funny. That's absolutely funny. By the way, Sidney Crosby fans, Crosby's on the injured list. He's got a concussion. There you go. There you go. No more fun stuff. No more recapping. Let's move on. Fantasy football. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for your fantasy football rankings. Why? Because we love you and because we can. Switching. There's supposed to be something like really fun and stupid in this midst of all this, whether it's a Homer Simpson clip, something crazy, something stupid. Okay, that'll work. All right, so we're going to do that between each segment of the fantasy thing. Yeah, it'll be fun. All right. I should have some background music when I do this in the future, shouldn't I? Yeah, we'll work on that. All right, so week 15. We started from back front. So that is your defenses. This week, week 15, National Football League top 10 defenses. If you got them, start them. If you don't, well, sucks to be you. Number 10, the Arizona Cardinals getting the Cleveland Browns. Number 9, the New York Jets of Philadelphia. Number 8, the Houston Texans. Number 7, the Detroit Lions. Number 6, the Niners going up against Pittsburgh. Number 5, the Steelers going up against Niners. Defensive battles galore. Number 4, the Green Bay Packers up against Kansas City in a putrid offense. Number 3, the Chicago Bears against the Seattle Seahawks. And number 2, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Rams. And the number 1 defense, if you got them, start them, the Baltimore Ravens getting San Diego. Well, I'm not sure about that one, but if Ray Lewis plays, that could be interesting. So those are your top 10 defenses. You got them, start them. All right? Where's my next little fun, stupid little segue?
Crap.
Moving on. Oh, I guess you don't have them. Oh, well. Sucks to be you. Moving on to your kickers. Number 10 this week, Nick Novak, San Diego gets Baltimore. Number 9, Jason Hansen, Detroit gets Oakland. Number 8, Robbie Gould of the Bears going up against Seahawks. Number 7, Sebastian Janikowski, that's the Raiders and the Lions. Billy Cundiff of Baltimore comes in number 6 against San Diego. Number 5, Neil Rackers going up against Carolina. Number four, Mason Crosby, Green Bay, going up against KC. Number 3, Steven Gostkowski of the Patriots going up against Denver. Number 2, David Akers of the Niners going up against Pittsburgh. Does David Akers ever – he's like he's been around forever. Wow. Number 1, John Casey, who also has been around forever, of the Saints going up against Minnesota. No segue. Let's just move right on into the tight ends. 10:33 for your morning, 27 before the hour. If you got to be someplace, you got 27 minutes to get there by 11 o'clock. All right, tight ends, number 10, Jake Ballin of the Giants gets Washington. Number 9, Dustin Keller of the Jets gets to Philadelphia. Number 8, Vernon Davis, the Niners go up against Pittsburgh. Number 7, Owen Daniels of the Texans gets Carolina. Number 6, Brandon Pettigrew of the Lions getting Oakland. Number 5, Aaron Hernandez. There we go again. How do the Patriots get two tight ends every single week? Hernandez up against Denver. Number 4, JerMichael Finley, Green Bay, going up against KC. Number 3, Antonio Gates of San Diego going up against Baltimore. Number 2, Jimmy Graham of the Saints going up against Minnesota. And number 1, for God knows how many weeks, Rob Gronkowski, the Gronker himself, going up against Denver and the Tebowettes. And that's right, I said Tebowettes. I'm hating. I admit it. I humbly submit to you. It's 10:34. I'm hating. Tebow's not that great. Other teams just played him soft in the last 2 minutes and gave away football games. And they deserve what they got. You sound like, who was it? Dennis Green back in the day when the Bears beat the Cardinals? Yeah, Tebow is who he thought he is. And we let him off the hook. Now you want to crown him? We'll crown him. That's good stuff right there. All right, top 10 wide receivers week 15. Number 10, Mike Wallace of Pittsburgh going up against San Francisco. Number 9, Marcus Colston of the Saints going up against Minnesota. Number 8, Victor Cruz of the Giants getting the skins. Number 7, Percy Harvin, the Vikings up against the Saints. Number 6, Stevie Smith out of Carolina going up against the Texans. Number 5, Larry Fitzgerald, Arizona against Cleveland. I would have thought he would have been higher. Number 4, whoa, Jordy Nelson. Timeout. Am I seeing this right? Greg Jennings must be hurt. Because number 4 on the list is Jordy Nelson of Green Bay going up against Kansas City. All right, note to self, Jordy Nelson, there you go. Number 3, Hakeem Nicks of the Giants goes up against the Skins. Number 2, Calvin Johnson, Megatron himself, goes up against Oakland. Number 1, Wes Welker. Why? Because Denver will stink for the first 55 minutes of this football game, and Tom Brady and Wes Welker should have a field day in the middle of that field. All right. Don't talk Tim Tebow. That's not wise. It's not wise. Bad things happen to people who talk about Tim Tebow. Still stinks. Anyway, all right, let me clear some up. he doesn't stink. Okay, he just kind of smells for three quarters of a football game, and then all of a sudden, when teams go into prevent defense and trying to salt the game away, bad things happen. You've got to play aggressive for 60 minutes. And I'm, you know, as much as I'm a Bears homer, I'm glad the Bears got that reality check. It won't help them this year because I was on that bandwagon of fire Lovie Smith like the next guys. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's black, I'm black, or otherwise. The reality is he's not a very good football coach. I said it. I've said it for years. The team wins in spite of the coach's decisions. So moving on, I can go to the running backs. Top 10 this week. Number 10, we got a tie, actually, 10 and 10A and 10B. I'll give you all of them. Cedric Benson, the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the St. Louis Rams. Beanie Wells, Arizona going up against Cleveland. And Ryan Matthews, San Diego going up against Baltimore. All projected right at that 10 spot. So if you got them, well, I guess 10 became 12. Number 9, Sean Green of the Jets going up against Philadelphia. Number 8, Reggie Bush, a Miami running back, going up against Buffalo. Number 7, Marshawn Lynch against the Bears. Ooh. Number 6, Michael Bush, Oakland, going up against Detroit. Number 5, Chris Johnson, who's got his legs back. Tennessee, got Indianapolis. Love that one. Number 4, Shaney LeSean McCoy, Philadelphia Eagles, going up against the Jets. Number 3, Adrian Peterson, providing he plays that high ankle sprain against the Saints, should have a big game. Number 2, Ray Rice of the Baltimore Ravens at San Diego, also a potential big game. And number 1, the Houston Texans, Arian Foster. Got him? Start him, because it'll be something special against, again, decent against the pass, not so good against the run, that Carolina defense. So we now move to as what many of you think is the most important position on the football field, that being the quarterback. And I'll tell you now, if you're a Bears fan, you'd probably put Jay Cutler's name on here, even though you know the man's not playing. Anyway, this week, number 10, Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers, going up against the Niners. Number 9, Mike Vick, hoping to put up fantasy numbers against the Jets. Number 8, Phillip Rivers, San Diego, going up against Baltimore. Number 7, are you serious? Tim Tebow is number 7? Who did this list? Flog them. Denver goes up against New England. Number 6, Cam Newton, Carolina against Houston. Number 5, Matt Stafford, Detroit goes up against Oakland. Number 4, Eli Manning of the Giants gets the Skins. Number 3, Tom Brady. Please have a huge day against the Denver Broncos. Number 2, Drew Brees, New Orleans up against Minnesota. And number 1, for God knows how many weeks, on the best team in the National Football League, Aaron Rodgers goes up against the Kansas City Chiefs on the road. Aaron Rodgers is good for 2 to 3 touchdowns every week, and it's just because of so much talent that's around him. So I should probably do my own segment on love-hate because, you know, as a Bears fan, I find it really, really difficult to be the person I've become, the guy who actually likes and appreciates what the Green Bay Packers have done. They did this thing the right way. They really did. Look down that roster. Green Bay, I understand why Green Bay fans, not only they were passionate when their team stunk, now they have a real reason to be passionate because you've got the best football team in the absolute National Football League. No AS, can they be? Sure. Can they stub the two? Absolutely. But that's the best team in football. And this push this year is not about, you know, having a perfect season. It is about winning a championship. And if you can find me a better football team with a better quarterback, I'd like to see it because right now, that's the lick right now. I look forward to watching Green Bay Packer football just because it's good football. All right, let's move on. It is 10:39, and for those of you, you know what that means. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our friends over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning, to simply do what they do. On every Friday, they give us the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, and this week was no different. So, as soon as George Shirley can get his hands around it, we're going to bump this thing out. Week 15, Mike and Mike in the Morning. Here we go.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN radio exclusive.
All right, Golden, here we go for week 15, and my motto this week is, I'm right! I'm right! I'm finally right!
Oh, my God! Get over yourself!
I'm on the Giants. I was wrong on them most of the year. I was wrong on them before the season started. I was wrong on them midseason, but I was right on them last week, and I'm going to ride them while they're hot.
We're getting hot in here.
The Giants right now are better than the Cowboys. They're playing better than most people give them credit for. The defense is not a lost cause, and Eli Manning is a potential MVP.
What?
If Aaron Rodgers wasn't in the league.
Oh, right.
Giants giving 6.5 home against the Redskins. Not enough.
I just can't get enough.
Giants win this one.
I just can't get enough.
Walking on their way to the NFC East.
I just can't get enough.
I'll give the points. Give me Big Blue.
I just can't get enough.
Boy, oh boy, can you say kiss of death because you just did it to Big Blue.
Oh God. Oh.
I'm going to go to the Mile High City in Denver, where the Denver Broncos are hosting the New England Patriots, and it's Tebow mania everywhere.
And all my maniacs gave us one of the biggest welcomes we've ever had, brother.
I've never seen anything like it. It's just unbelievable.
You know, I've never seen anything like it either, brother.
Denver's getting 6 at home in this game. And I'll go ahead and give the 6, and I'll take New England. You know, we always talk about what Tebow and this team is doing at the end of games.
Duh. Winning.
While it's been really impressive what they've done, I put a lot on the opponents they're playing and how they've coached the end of the game.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
I like Bill Belichick as a coach. I think he's the best in the league.
I don't care about all that.
I think he's going to be smarter at the end of games if they find themselves in the position of protecting a lead.
That statement pretty much covers it for me.
And I also like a guy named Tom Brady.
Jeez, look at the butt on that. Yeah, he must work out.
I'll take New England. I'll give the points.
Oh, good for you.
And then finally, as we go head-to-head, Mike, Baltimore at San Diego, and the motto for this is, I'm not wrong, yet.
Okay, how about now?
I picked the San Diego Chargers to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC.
What?
I've looked like an idiot most of the year. Frankly, I've looked like an idiot most of my life.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
But I think the Chargers aren't dead yet.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
You still have a little bit of life?
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I think the Broncos are going to lose to New England, and the Chargers are going to beat the Ravens.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And have some life in that AFC West.
Not going to happen. No, not going to happen.
Chargers getting 2.5 at home. San Diego's heating up. Phillip Rivers heating up. Baltimore long flight. Give me the Chargers for the win.
Oh, mark my words, Lou. There's something creepy about that man.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Baltimore knows they're in a battle with Pittsburgh. They've got to at least stay even with them because they win the tiebreaker. They won't let this one slip away. They're a better team than San Diego. San Diego's not the team we normally see at the end of the year. They're just not that good.
You blew it!
Baltimore goes on the road, gets the win by more than 2.5.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
And those are your Week 15 Stone Cold Lead Locks.
They are a disgrace to the journalism they pretend to be a part of.
Very well done. Mike and Mike and the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. Protect your ride no matter what you drive. When you peak, you win. Joaquin, as always, on the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks on the radio and on TV. Craig Possible putting it together. Craig Possible.
O'Brien.
Craig Possible hyphen O'Brien doing a very nice job. Again, if you couldn't decipher the picks through the lunacy, I've got the Giants minus 6.5 over Washington. Golic is taking or giving the 6 points with the Patriots at Denver, and we go head-to-head. I'm getting 2.5 points with San Diego against Baltimore. Golic is giving the points. I think the AFC North gets decided this week.
I'm with you. Baltimore, you know, going to San Diego and then Pittsburgh on Monday night playing in San Francisco. You know, without James Harrison, will they be without Roethlisberger? Will they be limited? How about Marquise Pouncey, the center? That's tough to go on with those injuries and, of course, Harrison being suspended. I'm with you. I think it will decide. It will decide it. But I think either one of these teams as a wild card could go all the way to the Super Bowl as well, though.
I do, too, but it's such a disadvantage.
Oh, it is. Oh, listen. Yes, it is. But they have the ability to do it.
See, the Steelers, if they win – this is their last really losable game, for lack of a better. I'm putting air quotes around those words. But they finish with St. Louis and Cleveland. So the Steelers really should win their last two games.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore still has to play Cincinnati, and the Bengals could be playing for their lives.
Right.
Remember the Ravens wind up winning the tiebreaker with the Steelers because they swept the season series. So to me, this weekend decides it. If the Ravens can come out of this weekend even with the Steelers, then they're okay.
Yes.
The Steelers, I think this is their chance to get the jump. I think Baltimore has a chance to lose here or not, and they have another chance to lose another game. The Steelers won't lose another game.
I agree with
that. So this is a huge step. If the Steelers win this game Monday night, wind up winning
the
division.
Both teams going to the West Coast for their games, too.
And they're both night games.
Yep.
Baltimore-San Diego is Sunday night. Pittsburgh-San Francisco is Monday night, and we'll see. I mean, Roethlisberger, the guy obviously knows the offense. He's so experienced. He's played. He's not doing a whole lot in the way of practice.
And that's okay. That's okay.
That's what I was going to ask
Absolutely okay with that. Get the treatment. Foot in a boot. Get it up. Get it iced. Get it compressed. You know, get as much mobility as you can.
Do you expect it to affect him at all is what I'm asking you.
Well, listen, he went back in and played in the second half and he hobbled around. He can still be effective that way. It's just a matter of if you want to put him out there and then keep aggravating it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or give it that another whole week. Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
He's going to feel this the rest of the year.
Right.
It's not magically going away. It's just a matter of how bearable it's going to be as you play. Do I think he can go out there and hobble around and play? Yes. Is that the right thing to do or give him another week to really get some more mobility in that? That's what they have to decide because they need to make a playoff run.
If you're looking in the AFC, the team to pick, I think, right now is Pittsburgh for the following reason.
And every time we say that, Baltimore fans scream like crazy because they beat them twice.
Right. I'm not saying it that way because that's about that matchup. And I think that's become one of those rivalries that can throw out the records. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think if you're looking at the teams that are going to make the playoffs in the AFC, every one of them seems to have a much more obvious flaw than they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, New England's defense just isn't that good.
Yes.
Houston, as good as the rookie Yates has played,
still a third-string quarterback.
Agreed. Denver has all the obvious limitations
right. They
have. And then the Jets have enormous limitations.
Yes, they do.
Anyone who has watched the Jets play all season long, no one has watched them and said, boy, there's a great team.
Mm-hmm.
They have limitations both offensively and defensively.
The two most complete teams are Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
And then the big question mark is, if you're just asking, would you in a big spot, do you trust Joe Flacco or do you trust Ben Roethlisberger?
I,
until the other kid shows you otherwise,
right. You
got to go with Ben.
And Joe Flacco has been a heck of a quarterback. Ben has been a better quarterback.
Joe Flacco has been a good quarterback.
Yeah.
No more than that
Ben
at this point.
Ben has been a great quarterback.
Now, Flacco is still very young. Flacco feels like he's been in the league for 1,000 years.
That's what happens when you start right away.
He's still a very young player. It's his fourth year. If he can put that team on his shoulders, we'll see if he can do it. They had a huge lead in that game at Pittsburgh in the playoffs last year and couldn't hold it. And until you see them do that, not give
not
that game
you.
Away.
Yeah, listen, you absolutely trust Ben.
You bank on Ben.
Sure you do.
If you had to bet on it right now, if I sent you to Las Vegas right now and I said, here is an amount of money that actually matters to you and you have to pick the two teams to get to the Super Bowl now. I know your preseason pick was Pittsburgh and Atlanta.
Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
And Green Bay.
Yeah.
I think that would be the most popular.
Say.
If you made every football fan in America do that, I would guess that would be the most popular combination.
Yes. I think it would be either Green Bay or Pittsburgh or Green Bay and Baltimore.
I mean, people would enjoy picking Denver, but they wouldn't do it.
I think they would as well. But I think it would be the Pittsburgh first and Baltimore just behind them and then Green Bay.
We've all dreamed of going back in time, stepping into a machine and going back hundreds of years. Well, there is a place where time travel is possible. The Henry Ford, America's greatest history attraction. Here, time travel happens every day. Here, we spend time with famous inventors and the ordinary people who prove they could do extraordinary things. We can read the textbooks, we can look it up online. But history is more than where we've been. It's how we got to be who we are. Here, we can touch it, walk around in it, relive it. Let's watch history come alive at Greenfield Village. Marvel at the magic of invention at Henry Ford Museum. Or take a first-hand journey through American genius on the Ford Rouge factory tour. So let's take a step back in time. Because knowing where we come from is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
10:49 on the ride. Well, there were your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. Whether you like them, love them, or otherwise, you know what they – oh, that's kind of amazing. Oh, I guess I would, too. I probably would have annoyed that, too. Anyway, you ready? We ready to rock? The most important part of the show is upon us, man. You ready? You sure? Well, let's do this, man. These people is waiting. I mean, they waited all week long to find out what the heck we got to say. Let's do this, baby. Week 15 vid picks right now.
Week 15 in the National Football League. Here come your vid picks. Here we go. Detroit at Oakland. Ndamukong Suh is back. The Oakland Raiders are at home. They can run the ball. Detroit's defense will have to slow them down to maintain that little itchy lead they've got over the rest of the NFC for that wild card position. But in Oakland, a late start, the running game, and the big size of that O-line, give me Oakland and the 3 points. Cincinnati at St. Louis. Andy Dalton and the Bengals take on the Rams. Well, you know, the Rams are a funny team only because they've been decimated by injury. Not even sure if Sam Bradford's going to play. Looks like he's going to miss his fourth straight game. Such is the case, then you got to go with the Bengals. Give me Andy Dalton by 5. Seahawks at Bears. The Bears' playoff hopes are on life support. The Seahawks, oh my God, they're on a winning streak. And they're coming to Chicago. It's never easy to come across country and play, but this is the Bears and Caleb Haney. As much as it may pain me to say this, well, let me just keep it real. I do think the Bears are going to win this game, just to make the NFC interesting, but it's not going to matter. But give me the Bears, that 3 points. Caleb Haney probably has a decent game. The Miami Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills. No one rallies the troops like Buffalo, is what they used to say. But Miami's played its butt off. And now that Sperano's gone, we'll see exactly which version of the Dolphins we get. So, this 1 o'clock start, it's Buffalo. Very few people are watching. They just want to see if Buffalo's going to compete. Such being the case, give me Buffalo. Fitzpatrick throws a couple of touchdowns by 3. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Not quite sure why this one has to be played, but Tennessee's in the playoff hunt, so Indianapolis is looking for the Andrew Luck sweepstakes. So, Tennessee by a touchdown. Green Bay at Kansas City. Again, Kansas City, good defense. Green Bay, still looking like a team that can be beat. It's not going to happen today. Green Bay will roll and continue to be undefeated as the best team in the National Football League. The New Orleans Saints at the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota will be game in this game because they're at home. But Drew Brees and the Saints appear to be on a collision course with Green Bay in the NFC title game. Up. Don't wait now. We still have a word to hear from the Niners. But in this game, give me the Saints by 10. The Redskins travel to New York to face the New York Giants. Redskins, a game defense. Sexy Rexy can play a little bit every now and then, but the Giants just way too much. Eli playing at an MVP level should be able to handle the Skins at home. Give me the Giants by a touchdown. Carolina at Houston. The Cam Show goes down to Texas. Texas has proven that their backup quarterback is pretty good. That said, give me the... Well, hell, hold on. It's been the Cam Newton Show. Houston's defense... Oh, wait! That's the best in the league! That said, give me the Houston Texans by 4. The New England Patriots face off against the Tim Tebow-led Denver Broncos. For many, this is the game of the day just because of the watch and the specter that is Tim Tebow and obviously the history that is Tom Brady. It's not going to matter. Denver's had a really... Look, guys, it's less about what Denver's done and a heck of a lot more about teams that just play soft in the last 2 minutes of games when they've got leads. This is not anything special. New England and Bill Belichick will not make the mistake of teams that have come before them. Give me Tom Brady and those Patriots by 10. That's right, 10. The New York Jets against the Philadelphia Eagles. In the early part of the season, this game would have really, really meant something. Now, well, now it's just a playoff-bound Jets team and a wannabe, well, Philadelphia Eagles team. Anyway, the Bullies and the Jets need to win this game. They're the Eagles. Just need to show up and make it competitive. Give me the Jets to roll in this one. Baltimore at San Diego. San Diego showed flashes of its old form these last couple of weeks. I just don't know if there's enough left in the tank to get it done. Well, it'll make for a good game. But Baltimore is fighting for that number one seed in the AFC. Against, obviously, a plethora of Pittsburgh Steelers guys. Ugh. I hearken to say it because it's in San Diego, and Baltimore sucks when they go across country. So I'll tell you what, let me go Oppo. San Diego to win this game by 3 in what should be a good football game. Cleveland at Arizona. I would say two teams head in different directions, but Colt McCoy, if he's clear to play, will make it interesting. Arizona should handle this without much problem. Give me Larry Fitzgerald and that offense by 7. Early games, you already know about it. Atlanta took care of Jacksonville 41-14. Dallas took care of Tampa Bay 31-15. But your Monday night affair should be an absolute great game. Pittsburgh at San Francisco. I'd hate to say this is going to be a precursor to the Super Bowl, but it very well maybe could be, providing Green Bay slips up somewhere along the way. Pittsburgh 49ers. Steelers have the more experience, the more history. San Francisco a ton of energy. In Frisco, it's not going to matter. Give me Big Ben and the Steelers by four in what should be an absolute awesome football game. And that is your Week 15 Ben Fix. I love you, and this is Week 15. It's now or never, baby. See you next time. Peace.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 10:55. Five left to go. If you got to be there by 11 o'clock, you have to be late, dog. Anyway, Week 15 Ben Fix in the book for your love, for the fact that you got managed squad. You need to know what's going on. Now, FYI, Fox Affiliates, I told you before, I'll tell you again, NFL games, your pregame show starts in about 5 minutes. For the CBS AFC heads, that'll be on your CBS affiliate. So your Sunday night fans, NBC will handle your Sunday night game, and of course, Monday night's game will be on ESPN. Gosh, what'd you think of the Cowboys and Buccaneers? Was it everything was cracked to be? What'd you think about Jacksonville-Atlanta? Was that kind of a snoozer with Atlanta just dominating? Think about it, ponder it. If you had players that did well in the first two games that have already gone forth, congratulations. If you didn't, well, sucks to be you. In the meantime, if you're in your fantasy football league playoffs, best wishes. Hopefully you've got a chance to start your rosters and do what you need to do to get that rocking and rolling. In the meantime, there's nothing else for us to say, nothing else for us to do except to get out of the way of the rest of your Sunday and let you have an awesome, awesome day of not only football but sports and sports coverage, courtesy of this wonderful ESPN beast and all the other affiliates that participate in the wonderful sports landscape that is the United States of America. I love you. Happy holidays, everybody. Now, in my last 2 minutes, because we're done talking sports for a minute, we're done. Let me talk to you as family for a minute. It is the 18th of December. The holidays, you know, Christmas is a week away. Now, a lot of you guys, you know, you're a little late getting started with the Christmas shopping thing. You're a little late on the draw, as some of you, this is historic, and you know you need to get it done. I've never been a homer. You've never heard me promote a jewelry affiliate or a store, none of that. That's just not what we've done and not what we do. But I'm going to tell you this. You're running out of time, okay? You are running out of time, and you need to make some tough decisions in a hurry. Yeah, I know your finances may not be where they want to be, but make it from the heart and do it quickly. Do something special this year for your family and loved ones. Even if it's a personalized card that you maybe did online, did yourself, just do something special. You know, I talked last night to some really, really good friends of mine. We had our Homeowners Association event last night, and I got a chance to really just reach out to the people I really care about and love. And it's often, for those of you who really know me, you know that there's probably a good old-fashioned gospel preacher buried inside me somewhere that always comes out when it comes down to family, holidays, and fellowship. And last night I got a chance really to talk to the brothers about just loving and being better men, being better fathers, better dads, better husbands, but really, you know, being kinder and nicer to our wives that put up with us, especially in this crazy sports landscape and crazy music landscape all year long. Love your family, guys. Love your wives, love your children, love them and love them hard. Treat them with the love and respect that you would want in return. It's not about us, guys. It never has been, and it never will be. It is about the people and the lives that we touch every single day, and that's what's important, and that's what's critical. So, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever it is you call this particular season of the year, God bless you. I want to see you back here happy and healthy next year. We'll be back next week with the New Year's Eve, if you will, the New Year's Day edition, as we get ready to rock and roll. Of course, it'll be Christmas Day, so we'll have some fun things to talk about there, gifts and so on. I'll tell you what I got from the family, if anything. And more importantly, I'll tell you what my plans are for the new year. Of course, that Sunday will be Bears-Packers Day, so it's going to be fun getting it in. Have a great week. Have a great holiday. Have a great holiday season. Enjoy all your company parties, all your corporate events, all your social events. Be safe. Be smart. And we'll see you next time only on the fastest 60 minutes of sports. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace!